All right, J-Mac, on a shitty digital recorder. Hang on a second, I'm gonna hop in the car. I'm gonna call up Major and talk about what the fuck's going on with hood height. Hang on a second here. My shit straight here. Okay, so basically, we got a lot of shit going on with hood hype right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call up Major, get him on speaker. Obviously, we're not sitting on the microphone, so we're doing something kind of different here. I'm going to call up Major, and we're going to tell you what the fuck is going on. Hold up. Okay. Let's call your boy. Not too much, man. Hey, I'm just giving you a ring, just to wanted to talk about, let everybody know what's going on and all that shit with the Miami show and what's coming up.
We've been super busy for a while here, but we're still cooking up that Miami show for everybody.
Yep.
And we're still gonna be kicking off the Seven City tour, but that's gonna be running in a couple of weeks. And
exactly.
I'm gonna hit y'all off with a mini show coming up in about 3-4 days here. We're gonna get that out to y'all. Some more hot music like always, and
that's,
you know, things will get back to normal.
Exactly. And the thing right now is we're dealing with scheduling conflicts and all that shit, and I guess it's I'm still learning, but I guess that's just the nature of the industry. But but this little show that you're going to be doing this weekend is going to have a special interview we just did with Collie Buds, right?
Yeah, definitely. We're calling it a mini show. It's probably going to end up being about 45 minutes.
You're right.
But yeah, we got the Collie Buzz interview going to be in there, and then hopefully we'll have a special guest, a man, to talk about the...
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it.
Just shoot. ...controversy as far as music getting spun.
Yeah, just shoot ourselves in the foot. We're trying to get SK from Now, right?
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't care. Fuck it. Hopefully, if he comes through, man, we'll have some really interesting conversation about how the music industry's kind of fucked and how they're fucking bloggers and shit like that. So that'll be interesting. And then I'm just gonna put it out there for the Miami show. I hope you don't mind, but we're gonna be interviewing a director from the movie Cocaine Cowboys, and he's gonna tell us a little insight about the history behind Miami, the drug trade. He actually wrote and directed the documentary that, you know, everybody's talking about. So I'm a huge fan of that movie, and I can't wait to interview that dude. And amongst other interviews that aren't confirmed that I won't talk about yet.
That's what, you know, that's basically, listeners, that's what the delay is for, man. We're trying to make these episodes really pop and just really be something special. And to do all that, man, it's a lot of planning, man, a lot of work.
Exactly.
Man, trying to work around other people's schedules, so.
Exactly, and we're trying to put
it. It's going to be fired up.
Yep. Yeah, and the thing is it's not just for this one Miami episode, it's for the entire series that we're actually putting in work. And believe it or not, it's really tough to try and center a certain area and get people from that specific area to get their music to us, because a lot of the music we get is like Atlanta, Chicago, Midwest and South, and, you know, West Coast and East Coast. But it's hard to get, you know, specifically Miami, specifically Houston, you know, shit like that. So we'll see.
It shouldn't be that hard, especially when you meet up people who, you know, different contact info and requests of the songs. You think we get more feedback, but hey, man, some of these artists just be on some other stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you know, we actually touched on one dude. He just that dude pissed me off to no end. Where this fucker, he sends we sent a request out to him. And I requested the music. It was me personally. I went out and heard him, and I said, yeah, submit your music. This dude replies back. He said, do you just have an email address I can send to? And I said, well, why not just submit it? Here's where you go and do it. It's a lot easier than emailing it. That way we have all your information. This fucker sends back, and I CC'd you on this. He sends back a 3-page email saying, I don't have time for this type of shit. You know, I'm a up-and-coming rapper. You know, blah, 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 blah. He probably spent 20 minutes on the fucking email.
That's hilarious. How are you going to take at least 10 minutes to type up that whole message?
Exactly.
You don't got time to submit an MP3?
Exactly.
Crazy, man. It's
lazy.
No different than uploading an MP3 to your MySpace page, y'all. It's no different.
It's exactly
right.
We asked
for a couple more pieces of information, and that's all.
So we can represent the artist to the fullest. I mean, we're talking, you know, where you're at, your record label, your album name, that shit. You know, I mean, we don't get that from MySpace, and nobody's got time to be, like, sitting there digging and researching on that shit, you know?
And this is for a chance to rep your city.
Exactly.
It's not just to get, you know, spun on a normal episode, which is cool in itself, but this is a chance to really, you know, hold your flag up for your town, your movement, and people still acting silly about it, but...
Exactly.
It's whatever, man.
So we'll see what happens anyway. So we're talking about July 30th, we'll be dropping that Miami episode. And then the 16th is what we're talking about for this show with the interview with Collie Buds. And we'll just put the notice out there on the blog for everybody, too. And I think that's it. So I guess we're just going to jump into this track because I wanted to include this track. It's a mixtape joint. We're not even putting it on anything up for voting or anything. But I had to grab this because this was a boss from Dead Poets Society. He sent an email where he was, like, wondering, you know, why did Major call us Dead Prez?
Yeah, man, I hit him up on MySpace too, man. I gotta go ahead and apologize for that. It was a little bit too much alcohol on the slip of the tongue, man.
Yeah, so here's a track that Dead Poets Society put together called Runnin', and if you listen to the last verse, Boss is on there, and he kind of calls Major out. It's kind of funny, but it's all in good fun. So you can check that out on the...
Shout out to Dead Poets, man.
Yeah, no, Dead Prez. I mean, Dead Poets. Yeah, so...
I think you're guilty now.
Yeah, no
shit.
Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, check them out. Hey, it's on the Hayden Lane mixtape, and you can check them out at myspace.com/megatronium. We'll just post that up in the notes so you can get the actual URL. So that's it, man. I'll talk to you later, Major. And I'll probably be on the flip side of this. I'll probably be on the phone call side when you do the next episode. So
definitely. Yep, I'm gonna holler at you.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, man. One.
Break gun in your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gun in your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
Let's get this shit crack a lacking. I mean with the 16s, the M16s, and blow your back in. How you like that? Pit bull at the mouth. Get too close and I don't know you, I'ma snap at. I'm a stonewall idiot, but I spits. Even the paralyzed be like I'm feeling it. I'm back at it, but in it to win. Y'all some gangsters till I step on the scene. Who banging like Mac 10? I'm sick minded, the Ray Charles of rap. When it comes to competition, I see blinded. Bring them out, bring them out. Ain't no competition no more, cause I rain on them, then I clear them out. I tap dance on these beats, but I ain't the Sandman recluse. Take out blackheads like the Ku Klux Klan. Who the best out? I treat rappers like X-Lax. I swallow a whole and I shit them out. We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
You niggas running for your life. So get it right, I'm not telling, so I creep on you in the night. Lurking in the trenches, launching forth to bite. King Cobra spitting venom, taking out your sight. And I'm knocking niggas out like a young Mike Tyson. Fight night, get your lips sliced so your brain starts. You choose, you lose, you knew, you fool. Fucking with a raw dude, leave you stiff as hell. I will prevail, hardest lyricist from Belize. Smoking jewels like MCs, and that's with ease. Now who's running? Bitch, niggas like yourself who get dealt with ASAP, the place on the shelf. While your bitch hearts melt over this man Dingo. She says she loves my style and my motherfucking lingo. I'm from the school of hard knocks and cuts, where you better play rough to get fucked up. So keep running.
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
Now who's running?
We ain't running from shit. We straight gunning your click and leave you niggas laying dead in the ditch.
They say the good die young. See, I'm already dead. I'm Edgar Allan when I'm writing poets. See what I said? I push the game aim for it, niggas know it, listen, break bread. Before I show them how I get down when I'm off my meds. I see I'm off that edge, I jumped off of the ledge. Suicide's how I died, I guess I'm off my head. I still pop off at the mouth like I'm off that pass. And ever since hood hype introduces his dead press, I've been in the hood hype on death row like Simon says. Demonstrating how complex and perfect my timing is. I'm the father of all styles, I'm tired of my kids. So I'm in court, child support, niggas know what it is. It's me in the biz like Marquis, you know where I live. It's hating lane till I see the pine. Watching niggas shine like the greatest of all time. I ain't hard to find, I got the dollar sign bandana on like money on my mind. Niggas.